With a country divided, the republic at risk, and morality being redefined, it's time to gather round the campfire, get back to basics, and spark the revival that this country so desperately needs. This is the American Campfire Revival with Kirk Cameron.
I taught you the secret to America's success and prosperity. We gathered together, we prayed together, and I walked you through the principles of the American covenant, the untold story, and began to explain to you the ancient covenants of our forefathers and our foremothers and how to apply them today, hundreds of years later, because timeless truths never change. If it's new, it's probably not true. If it's ancient and it's eternal, the principles hold and they always work. They're baked into the way God made our world. And we can have successful, blessed, strong, and prosperous families and a nation when we follow God's ways in covenant friendship with Him and with one another. Then again, going over the highlights of who owns you and your property. Who is the sovereign ruler of the world? What is the most powerful world-changing force ever unleashed onto the earth? And it's the spirit-filled, self-governing member of the family of faith. You guys, I have thought about all of this preparation. There is an election that's going to be happening this year that is going to be a catastrophic shift in the political powers that be in Washington, D.C. and around the nation. And we need to be prepared for that. I'm very excited about what's coming. There are lovers of liberty, people who are American people who love and are beginning to appreciate for the first time how unique and special this country is because of the principles that it was based upon. America's not perfect, but when you compare her to other nations around the world, we are still the world's last best hope for freedom and for blessing. And God has caused great awakenings to happen in our country in the past, and He will cause them to happen again in the future, I believe with all of my heart. And when He does, when He tears open the heavens according to His divine timeline and sends down His Spirit like a tidal wave to cover this land like the waters fill the seas, with the knowledge of His goodness and of His ways, will you and I be prepared? I don't want to drown in a deluge of opportunity to steer our country back to its roots because of a lack of knowledge of what to do. Therefore, I believe that this is the year of preparation so that when the tidal wave of God's reviving Spirit comes down from heaven according to His timeline, that you and I will be like vessels ready for the rising tide of those who know God and love God because of His Spirit. When He sends the winds of revival, you and I need to have our boats ready with the mast strong and the sails ready to catch the wind. We need to be like instruments that are finely tuned and prepared for God to play His song of victory and revival in our land again. And I've been studying with new resources and new materials to share with you.
Hey guys, it's Kirk here. Did you know that another option to traditional insurance even exists out there? I get that it may come as a surprise since we're so conditioned to think traditional insurance is our only option, but that's simply not true. My family has been using Christian Healthcare Ministries over the last several years, and I cannot recommend them enough to other like-minded believers looking to do things differently than what we've been told to do. CHM is the faith-based alternative to insurance. And most importantly, with CHM, we know that our money is going to help other fellow Christians when they're in need. And this is how we like to steward our dollars when it comes to healthcare. Are you tired of your healthcare the same old way and want to do things the better way? I highly recommend you start by checking out CHM and see if this is an option that could work for your family's healthcare. It does for ours. It's not harder, but it's different in the best way. Learn more today by visiting chministries.org/Kirk Cameron. Again, that's chministries.org/Kirk Cameron.
I can't wait to share with you how to double click on some of the things that we've been talking about and discuss what are the things that are necessary to prepare for revival. How do we bring about revival? Do we bring about revival? Is that a sovereign move of God? Or is there a part that we play in bringing about revival? I'm so excited to share it with you. I want to focus on gathering to pray with you again this year. I want to talk about how to be men and women of true faith and character. I want you to double down on your faith and trust in God and learn how to produce the fruit of God's Spirit, resulting in courage and bravery and love and compassion and empathy for other people. And finally, I want us to prepare to learn how to teach these truths to others. That's the biblical model. I teach you. If you're learning from me, if you choose to hang out with me around my campfire, and then you take these truths and pass them on to others by teaching others. That's the model that Jesus used. That's the model that the Apostle Paul used. And that's the model that I want to follow. And you can do it by gathering to pray, gathering to teach, gathering to go through a book or a small group video study course like the one that I've made for you. This is what we're going to talk about over the rest of this next week. God bless America. That's my prayer. Let's pray again right now. God, you are the Almighty. God, you are good. God, you are the creator of my soul and my family and of our nation. God, you hold the title deed to our marriages. You hold the title deed to our families, to our churches. You hold the title deed to our children's hearts and minds. You are the owner of the next generation, and you've entrusted us to teach them. God, you rule the nations, and you are the king of every president. You are the king of every king and of every queen. You are the king of every prime minister. God, you are the Lord of every leader in every church, in every nation, and this whole place was created to serve you and your purposes on this earth. And we agree with that. And Lord, we want to be in step with your will. So God, we're asking you to bless America again. God, please bless us so that we can be revived. And with revived hearts, we can transform our nation by applying your principles everywhere we go. Let this be a year of preparation for that. And let this be a year of great blessing. God bless you guys.
Thank you for listening to the American Campfire Revival Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to learn more and join the movement, visit kirkcameron.com.